All right, we're going to get a little literary now, sort of. I am embarking on a reread slash read of the Dark Tower series by Stephen King. And not too long ago, I was reading about Shardik the Bear, who is a terrifying bear-like creature that's lived for 1,000 years and has a like a satellite dish on its head. And he's in, when we meet him, he's insane and infested by worms and spoilers for one of the Dark Tower books, and he dies. He's a scary giant bear. Is he a robot?
Stephen King's grasp of technology is extremely tenuous.
Yeah.
Extremely
tenuous. But it's got a satellite dish on his head.
Right. So he has kind of like a weird 50s sci-fi sensibility about all of his tech stuff. Like, most Stephen King, a lot of his things are supernatural, but Dark Tower and many of others' books shades into tech. And in some books, he does, you can tell he's doing research and finds experts in the field to give him enough to make it kind of realistic. But a lot of tech stuff, especially in the Dark Tower type, where I was like, I'm making all this stuff. You know, this is all future tech. It doesn't have to be based on anything that exists. I can kind of wing it. And he's right, he can kind of wing it. But when he does that, he incorporates sort of, traditions or tropes from very early sci-fi, before my time anyway. So that's how you get Shardik the Bear with a radar dish on his head. Why does he have a radar dish? Because robots in the 50s often had little radar dishes on their heads, because radar was a thing, and if you put a radar dish in something, that's how it senses stuff, and like, it's a little cone with a little pokey thing at it. Like, but it's pretty ridiculous, you know, that a super advanced bear robot would have a radar dish on its head. And yes, as far as I remember from the Dark Tower, he's an entirely mechanical creation that looked like a bear, but inside there is a robot. He was a robot bear.
Well, he was infested with like white worms and stuff. So according to the, and again, they're not the authority here, you are, but according to the Dark Tower wiki, they classify him as a cyborg because he's got, organic stuff, organic parts, enough to be infested by those, you know, maggots or worms or whatever they were.
We get into Grobic territory again. Like, did he start off as a regular bear that was augmented? Then he might be a cyborg bear, but my understanding of his origins is that he was built. And just because he incorporates fleshy bits that the worms are apparently infesting and everything, doesn't make him not a robot.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you, because I think I have my doubts that a gigantic bear was actually like roaming around and then they turned him into a cyborg. It seems
right.
to me
like,
more
is
like
he one of the guardians, like, didn't they?
Yeah.
It seems to me that the whatever people from the whatever time made these things, and if they made them, they can make them and dress him up in a bear suit and make him kind of like blend into the natural surroundings. But bottom line, he's a robot bear with a radar dish.
Yeah, he's got like I think the clincher is that he's got like a plaque on him that with a serial number, right?
Yeah. I mean, that you could still do that with a cyborg, like if you took a human and converted them or whatever. But like, the origins aren't clear, but depending on what the official decision on the origin, he could be a cyborg bear or he could be a robot. And I'm, based on what I know of it, I'm going for a robot. But if Stephen King wants to write into the show and say, he was a giant bear that someone found and filled with metal bits, then he's a cyborg bear.
Well, he tuned out and deleted his subscription once you insulted his ability to tell stories about science and robots.
I didn't say his ability to tell stories. I said his grasp of the underlying tech.
Yeah, all right.
Very tenuous.
He didn't even get to that nuance. He was just like, but it's out of here. Deleted on Overcast, and we lost him as a listener.
Robot or not.